It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse as part of the Learning Complex on the Missouri Western State University campus in St. Joseph. Along Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, your studio engineer for tonight's game. Kramer Sansom, Northwest men come in 8-0 on the year. They're 2-0 in MIAA play. Currently the top-ranked team in Division II basketball as well as the defending national champions. They face a Missouri Western team coming in 3-6 and 1-1 in conference play. They've also lost four of their last five games. But Matt Gorder, a little bit deceiving with this Missouri Western team. They played everyone up to this point pretty tough.
Yeah, they've had three overtime losses, so their record could very easily be much different than what it is. But it's a pesky Missouri Western team that'll run the motion offense and just be on the move all the time, and that can make it a challenge for opponents.
Just a reminder, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Again, it's the Bearcats and Griffins back with more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And back in St. Joseph, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. In Northwest, the Missouri Western men going through their pregame warm-ups for this Bearcat men's team, Matt. Coming off a couple good games at home last week, the big win over Northeastern State, where everything went right for them in that first half against Northeastern State, and then just a heck of a defensive effort against Central Oklahoma on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you know, 99 points and 19 threes in that game against Northeastern State. That's the easy thing to talk about, but for me, my favorite part of that game was their defensive effort. That was the best defensive effort they put out all season, and that's one thing the coaching staff has been harping on since the start of the season. They played pretty good defense in the first half on Saturday against UCO. Kind of tailed off a little bit in the second half, but to me, that's more exciting because the offense is there. We know this team can score a ton of points, but if they can play defense like that all the time and score a ton of points, it's going to make for a great season.
When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. and from Baumley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back on our pregame before tonight's game between Northwest Missouri and Missouri Western in St. Joseph. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, before we talk about tonight's game, just go back to Saturday. Went over Central Oklahoma and a great defensive effort out of your team in that first half.
Yeah, I thought we competed defensively both games, Northeastern and Central Oklahoma. We came out ready, especially defensively, got in gaps, got rips, deflections early, active with our hands, and that's what we need to make sure that we continue to do tonight.
We've got Missouri Western tonight, a team that struggled the last several ball games, but coming off a win over Northeastern on Saturday. What about this Missouri Western team this year? What do they bring to the fore?
Well, they haven't been blown out. I mean, even in their losses, they were either overtime losses or within 10 points. So they're going to be ready to go. And they're a good basketball team. They just haven't gotten over that hump quite yet. And we need to make sure that we don't allow them to get over the hump tonight.
What are some of the keys to keeping them from doing that tonight?
Make sure you limit their three-pointers, meaning they try to shoot a lot of them. They don't have great creators offensively. They can't get paint very easily, so you need to make sure that you stay home on their three-pointers and stay up and put a lot of pressure on the ball.
As far as Northwest, how do you feel that your team's playing right now as you go into this game?
Defensively, really good. I didn't think we played overly well offensively, but we'll fix that. Part of it is the way Central Oklahoma defends, and Missouri Western's fairly similar, where they just pack it in on you so much that it's not a free-flowing game. It's a fairly ugly game, and we need to make sure we win that.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks a lot, John.
Head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. and from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran home buyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Pregame Show comes from the J.L. Housing Company.
Welcome back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph as we check the starting lineup. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, Justin Pitts at the point guard spot, 5'10" senior, Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging just over 23 points and 3 rebounds per game. He's coming off a performance against Central Oklahoma where he had 17 points, 5 assists, and 6 boards per contest. Then the guard, Xavier Kurt, the St. Joseph native, a 6'4 senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. At a 4, Chris Ebuendel, 6'7 senior from Sandefjord, Norway, averaging just under 15 points and 6 rebounds a contest. The other 4, Joy Wittes, a 6'7 junior from Chanhousen, Minnesota, and a transfer from Minnesota State, Mankato, averaging nearly 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Brett Doherty, a 6'7 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging just under 9 points and 4 rebounds a contest. For Missouri Western, they'll be starting at a guard, Cole Clearman, a 6-foot senior from Bettendorf, Iowa, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds a contest. The other guard is Trey Brown, a 5'11 freshman from Topeka, Kansas, averaging nearly 6 points and 2 boards a game. At a forward, Alex Martin, a 6'8 junior from Wichita, Kansas, and a transfer from Cloud County Community College, averaging 8 points and 4 boards a game. And a player to watch for tonight, LaVon Hightower, a 6'6 junior from Charlotte, North Carolina. He comes to the Griffins from Southwestern Community College, where he's averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds a game, coming off an 18-point performance against Northeastern State on Saturday. Inside for the Griffins, Seth Boniface, a 6'9 senior from Dubuque, Iowa. He's averaging just under 10 points and 5 boards per contest. This Griffin team coming in 3-6 overall, 1-1 in the MIAA, and 4 Northwest, perfect 8-0 and 2-0 in MIAA play. To check the rest of the MIAA schedule, just one other game tonight involving MIAA teams, and in a women's matchup earlier, that saw Washburn just get past Fort Hays State 62-59. And, of course, Fort Hays and Washburn will play in the men's matchup just getting started in Topeka, Kansas. Crown the MIAA brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. Full list of Mosaic services available from MyMosaicLifeCare.org. Stay tuned. We'll be back to the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Get you set for the tip between Northwest and Missouri Western. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
And welcome back to St. Joseph. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Liners being introduced in front of the fans here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, part of the Looney Complex on the Missouri Western campus. They just introduced Xavier Kurth to the crowd here, and big round of applause for Xavier and St. Joseph Nation for St. Joseph Lafayette and a lot of his family and friends here for tonight's game.
Yeah, that's true, and you know, Bearcat fans that see him all the time appreciate his effort on the defensive end. You know, we focused a lot about the defense, and he's kind of the guy to lead the way on that defensive side. There's just something about Xavier being in a defensive stance after just stopping some guy who just tried to drive and then clapping his hands right in front of that guy to get everybody else psyched up. He loves playing defense, and it carries over to his teammates.
You know what's fun about watching him this season? This is really the first time that he has been healthy in his career at Northwest.
Yeah, you're right. And hopefully it stays that way. You know, you never can rely on that through an entire season, but if you can, boy, he's going to be used a lot, obviously, and they're going to be a huge part of this team. I think he probably would have been a lot bigger part of the last couple of years had it not been for injuries, but really important to see him this year stay injury-free.
Missouri Western under the direction of head coach Brett Weidberg, Northwest under head coach Ben McCollum, and of course Coach McCollum having a lot of success at Northwest. So Coach Weidberg trying to get things rolling after taking over Tom Smith, and he's just struggled a little bit and coming into this year just 3-6, but again, Matt, as we talked about at the top, just lost a lot of heartbreaking games up to this point.
Yeah, you know, I think they probably have taken a step forward, obviously not record-wise just yet, but, you know, this is a team to be reckoned with in the MIAA, and a team that Northwest definitely has to be ready for. It's going to be a good test here tonight.
Bearcats coming out at midcourt, and they're traveling at green uniforms with the white numerals with Northwest across their chest written in green, outlined in white. Missouri Western getting some last words from the sideline from their coaching staff. They'll come out in the yellow uniforms with the black numerals. And we're about ready to go. Northwest and Missouri Western here in St. Joseph. Officials for tonight's game, Pat Bay along with John Hendricks and Rick Fields. Brad Doherty will jump center for Northwest. He'll go up against Seth Boniface. Boniface at 6'9", Doherty at 6'7". Northwest in this first half. We'll go from our left to our right here at the Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. Tip is up, and it is controlled by Missouri Western. Clearman will take it across midcourt, lobs a pass right side. Brown out front left. They get it to Alex Martin. He's picked up by Wittes out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Right side for Brown. Brown dribbles on, fits between the circle. Shot clock's at 17. Dribbles to the right wing, pulls up. Lobs it out to the top of key for LaVon Hightower. Now back right side. Brown a long three. And a first name of Trey, and he knocked down a Trey from the right wing. The first bucket of the game, and Missouri Western out in front, 3-0. Off the right side, Xavier Kurth on the right wing. Pulls up, goes between the circles, Wittes. One dribble, bounce pass, low right side, four and down. Trying to post up with Hightower. Takes it, fadeaway jumper, right side from eight. Too hard, rebound inside Clearman for the Griffins. He pushes across midcourt, right to left in front of the scorer's table. Out front, Martin looks on the left side for Brown. Brown lobs it out top, a key pass knocked loose by Wittes, goes into the backcourt and chased down by Alex Martin. They go with a pass into the front court right for Clearman as the Griffin set up the offense with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Out front right, Clearman goes into the left corner, wide open is Hightower. Fadeaway three from there, too hard. Rebound tip, the putback by Boniface off the glass and good off the right side. A 5-0 Griffin lead over the Bearcats early in this one. Fitz will take it across the 10-second line. With the man-to-man defense out of the Griffins. Left side, Wittes. Out front, Fitz. Pulls up on the dribble. Top to keeper, Wittes. Dribbles down the lane. Right side, puts it off the glass. Good, and a foul as he put it up. Got it to roll over the rim and in. And a foul inside. This one come up on Missouri Western.
Thanks to some switching, Wittes saw himself in a mismatch as he had Boniface guarding him and knew he could drive on Boniface, take advantage of him.
And coming over to help out, Alex Martin picks up the foul. That'll be his first, getting Wittes to the free throw line. Wittes, an 86% shooter this season at the charity stripe. 6'7", junior's free throw is good. Now 5-3 game, Northwest Missouri State trailing. Into the front court, Martin. Between the circles, it's guarded by Wittes. With one dribble, expires it. Coming over to help out Hightower, takes the handoff, goes left side of the lane as he tries to come to a halt at the elbow on the left side, slips, and gets called for the travel on the turnover, gives it to Northwest. Cats down by two, inbound, taking the length of the floor from air left to air right. Now will take the inbound, then tap it right back to Pitts, who will walk it across the 10-second line. Dribbles top of the key. Looks off the left side, Wittes on the wing in front of the Missouri Western bench. We'll hand off to Endow. Now to Doherty out front. Looks to Pitts off the right side. Pitts to the top of the key. Dribbles past Brown. Looks right side for Kurth. Through the lane he goes to the bucket. Left-handed layup on the left side. Won't go. Rebound tipped by Doherty, but it's controlled by Boniface for Missouri Western. Alec Clearman to the right wing, to the top of the key, and whistle. Away from inside, we have a foul coming up on Missouri Western. And this will be Alex Martin picking up his second foul. A little bit of a push with Wittes inside, and the Bearcats will get it off the foul.
Welcome to National Foul Away from the Ball night tonight in the women's game. I think we saw 6 or 7 fouls called well away from the ball.
Got Bob Wade just to our right, who's works as an MIAA officials evaluator. We have to ask him to see if that is what tonight has been designated. Pitch down the lane to Kurth. Now back to Pitts in the right corner. Now right wing and down. Takes the three. Won't go. Fight for the board. Kurth coming away with the rebound and a whistle, and this one will come up on Northwest.
Yeah, Kurth with a bit of a push there to get to the basketball.
His first foul. And the Bearcats first as a team. Western from our right to our left. Taking it right side, Brown looks on the right wing. Hightower as he pops out. Cross court left side pass goes to Joe Hamilton, who's checked in for Missouri Western. And now away from the ball, foul coming up as Cole Clearman goes sliding to the floor, but the foul will go on Missouri Western. Boniface gets called for an illegal screen, and that is his first. Coleman not real happy about.
Yeah, well, Clearman's talking to the officials, and I think he was fouled, but he's going to talk to his teammate because Boniface committed his foul first.
5-3 game still, Northwest trails. Fitz will take it across midcourt, looks left side Wittes, two and down. In front of the Missouri Western bench, between the circles, Doherty. Quick touch pass to Fitz, back to Doherty, right side, back to Fitz. Down the lane, left he goes, stops, takes some jumper from 12 on the left, won't go, rebound inside for Kurth, out of the pack, goes back right side, Wittes, a long three, runs out right, Rindell comes down with the rebound, he comes to the floor, falls on the baseline, and a whistle and a foul coming up. This will go on Missouri Western, a push, as Rindell is knocked to the floor. This foul will go on LeVon Hightower, that'll be his first. 14 fouls on the Griffins, only in this one, Northwest with just one. And now we'll inbound baseline right. Bounce pass gets it to Kurth. Now he'll lob it to the right wing for Fitz. Northwest to set up the offense. Just under 17 minutes left in the first half. Kurth on the right wing. Trying to look inside for Wittes. Now the elbow right side for Doherty. Back left side for Fitz. Gets a screen by Doherty. Hooks the pass left for Endow through the lane. Jump stop. Up with it in the lane with the shot count. Endow with his first bucket ties the game up at 5. 16-33 left in the first half. Thurman left side guarded by Kurt. Out front pass is tipped away and stolen by Endow. Endow races to the bucket left to right. Slams it down with two hands. Endow with 4 points. And Northwest takes their first lead 7-5. Endow missed a breakaway last week. This time made sure he got that one to fall down with the slam. Left side Hightower to the top of key. Right side for Brown. Bounce pass to Boniface. A little off balance in the lane. Takes it. Spins. Goes left side. Finds Hamilton open. Takes the three. Rims around. Out. Rebound. It is loose and controlled by Northwest and Endow. Boniface trying to fight for that rebound with Doherty. Couldn't hold on to it. Endow will then clear it and give it to Pitts. Pitts to the top of the key. Northwest up by two. On a 7-0 run, down the lane right side, Pitts banks it high off the glass, won't fall, and the rebound underneath the bucket goes to Hamilton and Missouri Western. On the break, Hightower into the front court. Pulls up right in front of the Northwest bench to Boniface, now back to Hightower. Left side on the wing for Clearman. Kurth all over him, and he is really frustrating Clearman. Dribbles right side. Shot clock at 12, pulls up, now tries to go into the right corner, stepping in front of that pass, and down for another steal.
Another one of those situations where Kurt got a stop, started clapping in front of his opponent, and then his opponent rattled, throws it right away.
Cats by two, and down left wing, out front between the circles, finds Pitts. Now to Wittes left wing. Back to Pitts right side, down the lane right he goes, kicks into the right corner, Kurt wide open, takes the three, too hard, rebound left side for Doherty, and the Cats set up the offense once again. And down, left wing, long three, misses by the whistle, and a foul, and this one inside, and looks to go on Kurt, trying to fight for position underneath the bucket, and Xavier will pick up his second foul. Kind of breaking the action, 14-53 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 7, Missouri Western 5. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
7-5, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western, 14-53 left in of the first half. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. Kramer also a St. Joseph native.
There. Yeah.
Into the front court left side, Trey Brown between the circles, bounce pass to the right, and gets it to Levon Hightower. Right wing for T.J. Evans, who checked in during that break. Evans at the top, fires the dribble, goes left side for Brown. Northwest with couple substitutions as well as Hawkins and Welty on the floor for the Cats. With 8 on the shot clock, a fade away from the free throw line is good by Brown, and he has 5 of the 7 points by Missouri Western. This game tied up at 7. Pitts into the front court. 14-18 left in the first half. Guarded by Brown. Looks right side, Welty back out to Pitts. 13 on the shot clock. Pitts down the lane left. Finds in the left corner. Jumper is good. Put up by Hawkins, and he knocks it down from the far left corner. That's the 12th three of the season for Ryan Hawkins, and Northwest up 10-7. Into the front court right with the dribble is Trey Brown. Between the circles left for Joe Hamilton. Looks right side for Evans. Out front, left for Hightower. Started by Endow, and the pass right side goes right through the hands of Missouri Western's Trey Brown to the Bearcats sideline. 10-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts walks it to the top of the key, down the lane, left to the bucket. Shot blocked away by Ball, picked up by Missouri Western and Evans. Evans on the fast break, right side, Brown on the wing, rims around and out, rebound left side by Ball. Ball comes down with the board. Out of Senegal, looks left side for Hightower, into the left corner for Evans. Dribbles left on Pitts, spins into the lane, out front left side, Ball with a high rainbow lines up with some three-point range. Missed by about a foot into the rebound. And now he'll take it across midcourt for Northwest. Three-point Bearcat lead. Pitts left side to left wing. And the left corner, Welty. Out front, Doherty. Left side, Pitts in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up a long three by Justin. It's good. As Pitts' first puck of the game, a long three-pointer giving Northwest a 13-7 lead. 12:49 left in at the first half. Hamilton, cross-court, right side, Evans. Dribbles between the circles. Looks left side, Hightower. Back right side, Evans. Guarded by Doherty. Takes in the lane. Coming from the help side, Hawkins knocks the ball loose. It caroms underneath bucket left for Hightower. Up with a shot. Whistled a foul.
One of the things that made Northwest so good defensively last week and what we're seeing here is they're just trying to get their hands on the basketball. Not necessarily get clean steals all the time, but just get a piece of the basketball while the player with possession has it and just kind of be pests. Eventually those steals will come.
Brian Welty picks up the foul, his first. And the free throw line tower hits his first free throw. He's an 81% shooter this season at the line. Wittes and Kurth back into the ballgame. And Dow and Doherty go to the bench. 13-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Levon Hightower with his second free throw. Good. They'll go to the sideline as Brian Hudson checks into the game for Missouri Western. And Western swings some pressure off the inbound. As Pitts will take the inbound from Kurth and be met in the backcourt by Hudson. Now to Kurth just in front of the timeline. Finds Pitts, will take it into the front court left side in front of the scorer's table. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts left side gets a screen by Welty. Started by Hamilton as Northwest spreads out the offense. Through the lane goes Pitts, lays it up, won't go. Rebound pulled away by Evans for the Griffins. Pushes it across midcourt right side to the right wing. Spires the dribble, looks right side baseline. And with it is Hudson. Pitches left side, fall high off the glass, won't go. Shooting not one of his strong points from what we've seen early in this one. Rebound Northwest, Pitts into the front court left side to the left wing.
One of the things Northwest is finding, Western is switching on screens, and that's putting them in mismatches that Northwest needs to take advantage of.
Pitch between the circles. 10 on the shot clock. Now we'll drive the lane at the elbow. Reach in, and a hill ball coming up. Coming over on the help side that time was T.J. Evans. Reached in and forces the hill ball. Northwest will get it with the possession arrow. Don't see that often where Pitts gets forced into a hill ball off his own dribble. Down to the ballgame, Kurth to the sideline for Northwest. 13-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Down baseline left, looking to inbound. Finds Welty left side. Welty out front. Chased down by Hawkins into the right corner. Wittes goes up the shot, blocked by Fall and a foul. This will get Wittes to the free throw line to shoot three. See, one thing for Fall, he's a high energy guy. Coming off the bench for Missouri Western.
Yeah, he gets down the floor in a hurry, and he is all over the place defensively.
Wittes going to the line to shoot three. Knocked down his first attempt earlier. This free throw hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and rolls in. 4 points for Joey Wittes. 14-9, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Second free throw is good. Now 15-9 Northwest lead. Ball goes to the sideline. Hightower in for the Griffins. One more coming to Dory Wittes. Right-handed shooter, and he hits all three. 16-9, Northwest Missouri State up. Hightower into the front court left side. Looks off the left wing for T.J. Evans. Dribbles out front on Hawkins. As the Griffins try to spread their offense, Wittes comes over on the outside, knocks the ball loose, picked up underneath the bucket right side by Evans up for the sucker.
He didn't even look at the basket. He just threw it up where he thought the rim might be, and it went in.
16-11, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts, Welty right side. Now Hawkins between the circles and Pitts left wing. Wittes comes over to set up a screen. Pitts lots it to Wittes now. With a height advantage on Mitters, he takes in the lane, bounce pass right side, and finds the back of the defense on the baseline, and now lays it up and in. 18-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Evans in the front court left side, between the circles, Hamilton. Right side pass for Wes Mitters, 5'11 senior, of Long Beach, California. Left side for Hudson. Right side pass for Hightower. Long cross-court pass left for Hamilton. Drives on and down to the free throw line. Finds a pivot in line, now finds cutting the bucket. Evans lays it up and in. 18-13, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts to taking it in the front court. Finds Welty right side, now then down the right wing. Now front right for Wittes. Near midcourt, gives it to Pitts. Here he directs Wittes to set a screen. Now back left side for Welty. Welty looks and finds Wittes. Couple of dribbles back out front. Welty, the long three, rattles around it out to the rebound. Hightower for Missouri Western. Head about three quarters of the way down and then pops out. Hightower to the left wing, into the lane. A little fadeaway jumper from 12. Knocks it in. Hightower with 4 points, coming off an 18-point performance against Northeastern State on Saturday. Cats up by three. Pitts down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. As he got a step on Mitter and lays it up and in. A tough layup off that right side. Got it to fall. Northwest up by five. Left side Evans through the lane. As a pencil halt in the lane gets called for the travel. The turnover gives it to Northwest. 9-18 left in the first half. Timeout. Northwest in front of Missouri Western 20-15. Back to St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State with ball out of the timeout. Bearcats up 20-15, and now at the free throw line goes low post left side for Doherty. Post up with a shot off the glass and good. Red Doherty with his first bucket of the game. Northwest now up 22-15. Westmitter into the front court, out top for Seth Boniface. Right side, they find Mitter. Cross court left, Hightower to the top of the key. Left side pass for Hudson to the left baseline. Double team, lots it out front. Boniface left side to the top of the key. Evans. Dribbles left side, low post left for Boniface. Takes it into lane. Coming from behind was Endow over on the help side. Reaches in, tries to slap the ball away, and will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Bearcats now with four team fouls. Missouri Western with five. And the Griffins inbound left side. Metter to the top of the key. Now to Hightower. into the line for Boniface as he tries to spin on Doherty. Gets called for the travel, and the turnover will give it to Northwest. Justin Pitts will take it across the 10-second line. Northwest up 22-15. Out between the circles, Wittes looks left side. Pitts gets a screen by Doherty as he does a whistle, and this one will come up on Ryan Hudson trying to work through that screen. And that will be Hudson's first 16th foul on Missouri Western. So the Bearcats inbound near the scorer's table on the far side as it comes to Pitts. And trying to work a screen by Doherty. Dribbles left side, hooks the pass out front for Doherty. Gives it right back to Pitts at the free throw line. High post left, Doherty back to Pitts out front. Thought about the three, drives past Boniface through the lane, shot blocked away as Clemmer comes over from the help side. Takes it to the right wing, pulls up, takes the three, turns around and in. Cole Clemmer with his first bucket. Hits a three-pointer. Northwest in front though, 22-18, 7:50 left in the first half. And down across midcourt to the top of the key, dribbles left. Out front right side, Wittes down the lane. He goes, drives, misses the layup, rebound, stripped out of Gordy's hands, picked up by Hedger, and here comes Missouri Western on the break, middle to the left wing. To the top of the key, cross court right side, pass for Clearman. Hands off for Hudson. Tries passing down to the lane, to the bucket, won't go, and a blocking foul coming up on Northwest. McField, one of the officials, makes the call. And Dow will pick up his second foul. And this will get Brian Hudson to the free throw line. A 6'3 junior from Sarasota, Florida, and transferred to Missouri Western from Hillsboro Community College. Averages 3 points a game and is a 33% shooter at the free throw line.
And Dow is asking him to double check that foul call because it was called on him. But I don't think he was anywhere near the play.
Yeah, I think he got beat out front on that.
Yeah, he was behind the play. But they're going to, looks like they're going to leave it.
Nope. It was on Doherty.
So they're going to switch that and give that to Brett Doherty, and that will be his first foul.
Yeah.
Hudson at the line. Second free throw. It's good. West Mender goes to the sideline, and Trey Brown back into the ballgame for Coach Weiberg of Missouri Western. Two-point game, Northwest Missouri State in front 22-20. Four-court pressure out of Missouri Western. 1-2-2-1 pressure as Pitts takes in the front court. Ryan Doherty back to Pitts' left side in front of the Griffin bench. Cross-court right, Welty to the right wing, Xavier Kirk. Now to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles left. Cross-court right, Hawkins. 10 on the shot clock. One dribble. Hawkins with a bounce pass out front. Left for Pitts. Now to 5 on the shot clock. Pitts back pedal. Steps back. Wants the 3. Rims around out. Rebound in lane and a foul. Doherty trying to fight for the board inside. And a foul will come up on Missouri Western. Boniface will pick up the foul. That's his second. Gets Doherty to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Brett this season, a 65% shooter, 17 of 26 at the line going into tonight's game.
Be interesting to see what they do with Boniface with that being his second foul. He's a pretty important on the inside for Missouri Western, but I also would hate to see him pick up his third in the first half.
Doherty hits first of two at the free throw line. 3-point Bearcat lead, 23-20. Now in and Kurth to the sideline for Northwest. One more free throw coming to Doherty, the 6'7 senior out of Omaha. And that one takes a high bounce off the back of the rim, and the rebound Hudson for Missouri Western. Clearman will take it across midcourt, long cross court left side pass for Brown, guarded by Welty. Goes, fakes right, goes left. Off the left wing. Now Doherty comes over to check off and pick him up. Left side, Clearman. Dribbles out front left. Mine on the shot clock. Hightower right side. Inlane Boniface cuts through and mismatches with Pitts inside. Misses the shot and Hawkins with a rebound for Northwest. 3-point Bearcat lead, 23-20 as Pitts takes it across the timeline. Accelerates to the lane. Kicks in the left corner. Hawkins fade away. Three gun. His second three of the game and a 6-point Bearcat lead. Into the front court. Left side Brown and a timeout by Missouri Western. 6:10 left in the first half. Northwest 26, Missouri Western 20. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Welcome back to Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph. 6:10 left. We're in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 26 and Missouri Western 20. Griffin's calling a timeout here, but 6:10 left. It's Kirk Weiberg sensing that Northwest picking up a little momentum. Griffin's come out of the timeout with Hudson along with Brown, Boniface, also Hightower on the floor, and Clearman, Northwest. With Welty, Endell, Doherty, Hawkins, and Pitts. Hudson out between the circles. Looks left side, Brown. Out to the baseline, left side. Get it to Clearman in the left corner. Hightower, fadeaway three is good. It's his first three of the game. He's got 7 points out of this first half. Just his 8th three-pointer of the season. Three-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 26-23. Hawkins off the left wing. Cross court, right side, Endell. Hands off, gets it to Pitts. Started by Hudson. Top of Keeb, Gordy, back to Pitts, to the free throw line left. Out front right and down, 9 on the shot clock, and down the wing goes to Gordy, low post right. And with a pass into the corner, finds Hawkins, opens, takes the three. It's too hard off the back of the rim, and the rebound, Hightower inside for the Griffins.
What a pass by Gordy, though. Man, he rifled that into the corner.
Brown will take it across midcourt right side. Hudson, guarded by Hawkins. Top of the key, Clearman. Lots of in length for Boniface. Goes up over Doherty from 5 feet out and hits it. Seth Boniface with 4 points. 26-25. Northwest by one. Pitts to Welty into the front court. Hawkins between the circles. Back to Pitts left side. And a man out of Missouri Western. Low post for Doherty. Spins in the lane with the right hand. Scoop one go. Boniface with the rebound for the Griffins. Alec goes to Clearman into the front court right side. Gillis right wing to the right baseline. And ball loose, controlled though by Missouri Western outside Hightower. On the baseline, will step on the baseline as he tries to drive to the bucket from the right. And the turnover gives it to Missouri Western. 4:38 left. We're in the first half. Northwest Missouri State clinging to a 26-25 lead over Missouri Western. Back to St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Missouri Western shows full court pressure coming out of the timeout. Pitts beats it with the dribble into the front court. Cats up 26-25, 4:28 left first half. Out top of Key and down to Doherty at the top now. Dribble to the right elbow. Gives it to Wittes. Wittes out front. Bounce past Doherty. Baseline right. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup. Up in and a foul. Nice strong move to the bucket by Brett Doherty. They'll count the bucket and a foul on Missouri Western. And it goes on Patrick Ball, who picks up his second foul. Transfer from Kilgore College from the Senegal. 28-25, Northwest Missouri State lead. Ball goes to the sideline and into the ballgame, Alex Martin for Missouri Western. Martin picked up a couple of early fouls. Doherty can try to make this a three-point trip down the floor, and he does. Scenario's game that has improved this season. Doherty at the free throw line. 29-25, Northwest Missouri State up. Clearman right side. Gives it to Martin. Guarded by Doherty. Hands off for Hudson. Cross court left side, Hightower. Dives on Wittes to the free throw line. As he pulls up his dribble, elbow right side, slides his pivot foot, gets called for the travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. 10th turnover for the Griffins in this first half. Northwest yet to turn it over.
That's a big differential right there. And you got to give Missouri Western some credit, because even with that differential in that stat, which is usually pretty important, it's just a four-point game.
29-25, Northwest Missouri State in front, and down right side, guarded by Clearman, has the height advantage, high post right for Doherty. Dribbles a couple times, expires it, finds Wittes left wing, shot clock at 13, Wittes out front, Doherty, top of the key and down. He will drive the lane right side to the bucket, off the glass, back of the rim, won't go, tip and attempt by Doherty, misses, but a foul inside, and a push coming up against Missouri Western.
I tell you, Brett Doherty's creating a lot of fouls against Missouri Western players inside tonight. One thing that's frustrating right now for Northwest is, right now the only assignment for Brian Hudson is Justin Pitts, and he's trying to stick with him wherever. He's grabbing, he's pulling, he's twisting, and no calls even when Justin doesn't have the ball.
One opportunity, the free throw line by Doherty misses as he was fouled by Bo Baker, just checked into the game, picks up his first foul. 29-25, Northwest Missouri State up. Baker with a left side out between the circles, guarded by Wittes. Crossover dribble on a high dribble. Will take it out front and goes cross court left, almost threw it away. Martin had to leap up, bring it down, takes it to the free throw line left, into the lane, takes it back right side. Clearman three, knocks it down in front of the Bearcat bench. His second of the game. 1 point game, Northwest up 29-28 with just over 3 minutes left in the first half. And the front court left, Pitts calling out the play, will dribble between the circles and go right side. Out front now, Wittes to Pitts right side. Wants it and gets it to Doherty to the right baseline. Drives underneath Becker. Reverse layup left. Won't go. Whistle on another foul on Missouri Western. Alex Martin picked up his third foul. Martin just kind of puts his arms and hands over his head saying, what can I do?
They probably could have called a bump on the baseline even before he went up for the shot.
10 team fouls on Missouri Western. Doherty to the free throw line to shoot two. Trying to expand the Bearcat 1 point lead. Free throw off to the left. Martin to the sideline. And into the game, Mason Hughes, a 6'8 senior out of Olathe, Kansas. 29-28, Northwest up, 2:43 left first half. Second free throw is good by Doherty. He's got 7 points in this first half. Cats up by two. Into the front court, left side Baker to the left wing, Clearman. Clearman with the dribble on Pitts. Cross court right side pass for Brown. Doherty comes over and checks off on him. The court right side for Baker from the Bearcat bench. Baker now through the lane. Trying to pivot in the lane, and a three-second call should be coming up. They'll get the three-second call, and it goes right back to Northwest off the turnover. He got into the lane and just couldn't find anybody to pass through after he expired his dribble. He was just trying to pivot around, and no one was open. 30-28, Northwest Missouri State up, 2:13 left in the half. Pitch out front, trying to drive left, cut off. Now into double team, picks it out front, Doherty, right side and down. Dribbles to the free throw line to Wittes. Bounce pass high right for Doherty. Out front left for and out. Dow will take the three-pointer, and it's good.
Clearman thought Dow was going to drive, so he started to back down, and then Dow stepped back and had a wide-open three.
1:51 left in the half. Northwest up now 33-28. We'll keep it right here with a quick timeout by Missouri Western. Well, and Dell's just a tough matchup for a lot of different teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's because of his athleticism. I mean, you can put anybody you want on him, and he's going to be able to take advantage of that defender's weakness, whether it be size or whether it be inability to get out and not have the quickness to guard the drive. You've got to respect the drive. I mean, I think Clearman could probably guard the drive, but he tried to get an extra step ahead of him thinking he was going to drive, and that gave Vindau all the room that he needed to hit it from the outside.
And again, just what a room. He's an effective three-point shooter, tied for fourth in Division II in three-point percentage going into tonight's action, hitting just over 61% of his three-point attempts. 33-28, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western. As Brown into the front court, right to left, guarded by Welty. Right side pass for Baker. Picked up by Wittes. Left-handed dribble out between the circles. Expires it. Looks right side. Clearman on the right wing in front of the Bearcat bench, guarded by Fitz. Dribbles inside the arc. Now back out. Now back inside the arc, right side. High post right pass for Hughes. Out front with seven on the shot clock for Brown. Long three between the circles. Fade away out the front of the rim. No, Doherty gets called for the foul as Brown falls to the floor. That'll be Doherty's second 16th foul on Northwest. And we'll get Trey Brown to the free throw line to shoot three.
That's all the contact it takes to knock him down. He needs to get in the weight room.
75% shooter at the free throw line. First one good. Freshman from Topeka, Kansas. I have two more free throws with 1:24 left in the half. And the second one rattles out. Hawkins in the game. Doherty goes to the sideline for Northwest. One more coming to Trey Brown. And that one is good. So it's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 7 points on the evening. 3-point Bearcat lead, 33-30. 1:20 left in the half. Fitz walks it across midcourt between the jump ball circle. Left side for Welty. Out to the top key, Wittes. Now to Fitz right. Dribbles right of the lane, back out front. Wittes thought about the three. The shot faked through the lane, drives and misses off left, fights for his rebound, and the rebound ripped away by Hughes for Missouri Western. 1 minute left in the half. Across midcourt, left side Baker. Between the circles, Clearman. Right side pass Brown in front of the Bearcat bench. Down to the free throw line. Pulls up, leans in with a jumper for 14. No, and Hawkins clears the rebound for the Cats. 45 seconds left in the half. 26 on the shot clock. Hits into the front court, left to right. Through the lane, to the bucket, drives, misses away, but a foul. This will get Justin to the free throw line with 37 seconds left in the half. Ryan Hudson will pick up his second foul. Okay, Matt, going back to that point you're talking about, with Hudson trying to keep up with Fitz, that's just a huge task for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the only way you're even going to come close to it is do what Western's trying to do. And if they were playing zone, it'd be the old box and one. But they're playing man-to-man. Basically, what they're doing is Hudson has zero other responsibilities on defense except Justin Fitz. No help side. Don't worry about getting to somebody else. Just stay as close to Justin Fitz as you can.
And Justin steps up to the free throw line, hits both free throws. Northwest up by 5, 35-30, 35 seconds left in the half. Into the front court, right side, Brown, between the circles. They get it to Joe Hamilton. To Clearman, drives to the baseline right, and a foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Justin Fitz. That'll be Fitz's first.
Fitz frustrated because there was a little bit of a bump there, but if those same bumps were called that have been happening to Justin Fitz, he'd have had probably 12 free throw attempts already.
Clearman hits his first free throw of the night. He's got 7 points. Good free throw shooter, 83% on the year. He hasn't been there an awful lot, though. He's now 11 or 13 on the season. 35-31 Northwest, just over 25 seconds left in the half as Clearman hits both free throws. Hightower in, and Baker will go to the sideline. 35-32 Northwest. Inbound comes to Pitts, and he'll just walk it across midcourt as Northwest looks for the last shot. Takes it into the front court, going right near the jump ball circle. Northwest spreads out their offense. Four players along the baseline to Pitts, going out near midcourt. Now they'll break out of it. Hawkins comes out to set a pick. Pitts will dribble left side with six on the clock. Now Pitts steps back with two sides of the lane and a reach in coming up and a foul on Missouri Western. This one, Joe Hamilton, that'll be his first with 1.2 seconds left in the half. This will get Justin Pitts to the free throw line. There is Pitts for the 5'10 senior out of Blue Springs South will step to the line to shoot two. 7 points out of the first half for Justin. And his first one is good. He had 30 in the first half against Northeastern State last Thursday. Also in that game, set the single game record for most threes made in a contest for the Bearcats at 10. Second free throw off the front of the rim misses. Rebound to Clareman, and he throws it down the floor. The shot comes well short. And at halftime, Northwest Missouri State will go to the locker room with the lead. It's Northwest Missouri State 36 and Missouri Western 32. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Welcome back to St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Northwest Missouri State 36, Missouri Western at 32 at the half. Well, our station's identification break. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Again, we're at the half. Northwest up 36-32. Matt, Northwest doing just enough to keep Missouri Western out bay in the first half.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you have to credit Western's effort coming out from the start. We've seen that a lot this year from opponents for Northwest. And the two things to watch out for is to see if they can keep that up in the second half, that same level of effort, which is possible, but we got to wait and see. And then the foul situation on the inside for Missouri Western also could become a big factor as this game goes on, especially if there's a couple of early fouls on the inside early on in the second half.
We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State up on Missouri Western in the men's portion of our doubleheader, 36-32. Earlier tonight, the Missouri Western women defeated Northwest 77-48. And when we come back, the head coach of the Bearcat women, Buck Shill, will be joining Matt and talk about that game. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages.
Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit CarlsonSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
36-32, our halftime score. The Northwest men with the lead over Missouri Western. A little bit earlier this evening, it was a 77-48 win for Missouri Western over the Northwest women, and women's head coach Buck Shield joining us. Coach, you and I were just talking before we came on the air here with all the young players that you've got, the pressure defense that you saw out of Missouri Western tonight, and not necessarily a, you know, like a full court pressure or anything, but just a half court pressure defense was hopefully a lesson learned for your team.
Yeah, you know, it was discussed, it was emulated as much as you can, but you know, you can't necessarily, you know, replicate that game like ball pressure, like you see against them and like you see down here. And you know, I think it was a true baptism for a lot of those new kids, and you know, they have to learn, you know, what you're telling them is going to happen, expect what you're telling them is going to happen. And there were a lot of possessions where we were just over dribbling the ball, and that's the worst thing that you can do against them. And so, you know, it's just part of growing pains, and I hate to say that, but it is what it is, and we just have to continue to learn and grow and, you know, do what we can. You know, I think for us, like, we definitely have to get a lot tougher and a lot better at controlling our controllables. And I felt that first quarter we didn't do that. And so we dug ourselves such a big hole. And you come back and you can compete in the second quarter, but that's a lot to try to make up.
We talk about the pressure defense and handling it and handling the basketball, trying not to turn it over, those things, but how much of an effect does that have mentally when you're experiencing that?
There's a lot of mental wear and tear, and if you're already kind of timid going into the game, you're pretty much done. And so, you know, you have to go at that with a full head of steam and expect it and know that it's going to be there for 40 minutes. And not shy away from it and be timid, otherwise you really get exposed.
What are some of the things that you try to take away from a game like this, other than the defensive side, to make sure that the team is continuing to move forward in the process?
Well, I thought our second quarter and our third quarters were much better. And, you know, we can't start a game like that and expect to be in a game with that. So, you know, we have to build off of those second, third quarters, build off of our first three quarters like we had against Central Oklahoma, and understand that it's not going to get easier. And, you know, you have to accept that, and you have to buy into that, and just really attack every practice and every game with a full head of steam.
And what you've got coming up next, Central Missouri on Sunday, isn't necessarily going to get any easier.
No.
So now you get to let them know it is going to happen just about every night in the MIAA.
Yeah, you know, they've got basically a full week or more of rest with their finals being this week, and so, you know, they're going to be probably pretty fresh and pretty aggressive. They're a very very solid offensive team. They've been putting up some good numbers offensively, and so, you know, we're gonna have to lock in on defense and make sure that, you know, they're just not getting easy uncontested looks. And I thought tonight that's what really hurt us. And on top of that, Missouri Western shot the ball really well. You know, they were for the game 42% from three. Coming into the game as a team, they're shooting right at 30. So, you know, but a lot of that comes to, you know, not having communication within rotations of our zone, not understanding who's on your side, how far you help off and things like that, and that's just understanding your personnel and making sure that they're shooting with a hand in their face, because you know anybody can sit out there and knock down shots when there's no pressure. And they hit some tough ones too, and they do a really good job of moving the ball. And when you're late to react or slow to react, then you know they made us pay.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you on Sunday.
Thank you.
That is Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. Coach Shields' interview is underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We're at the half of the men's matchup, 36-32. Northwest with the lead over Missouri Western. John will be back with some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western, 36-32. As we look at the totals out of the first half, Northwest shooting 56% from the field, rather Missouri Western, that is. Missouri Western shooting 56% from the field, 10 of 18. They were 4 of 8 from three-point range and 8 of 9 at the free throw line. Northwest struggling a bit offensively, 39% from the field, 11 of 28, 4 of 10 from three-point range, and they're 10 of 14 at the free throw line. Northwest being out-rebounded by Missouri Western, 18-10. The Missouri Western's committed 11 turnovers, and Northwest has scored 12 points off of those turnovers. Individually for the Bearcats, no one in double figures. They're faced by Chrissy Bruindell with 9 points. Justin Pitts has 8. And for Missouri Western, no one in double figures as well. Their leading scorer is Cole Clearman. He has 8 points out of the first half. Again, right at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western, 36-32. We'll be back and have more for you. Get ready for the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeDeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse as part of the Looney Complex on the Missouri Western campus. Northwest 36, Missouri Western 32. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Mike Warder, I'm John Coffey. Kramer Sansone is our studio engineer. The Griffins will have the ball to start the second half as they'll go from our left to our right. One other game around the MIAA tonight. Fort Hays State and Washburn men tied up at 15. That's midway through the first half as the Washburn women defeating Fort Hays State 62-59 earlier. Griffins with it to start the second half. They go into the lane for Boniface. He spins and puts it up and in from about 4 feet out. Boniface picked up a couple of fouls early in the first half. Set for a while, and it's now a 36-34 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts left side off the left wing. Lots of high post left for Doherty. Back to Pitts to the free throw line. Back to Doherty on the pick and roll. Off to the glass, won't go. Kurtz crashes the board, tries to come up with it. And a held ball with Boniface fighting for the board. And the possession arrow gives it to Northwest. And Dow will inbound for the Cats. Wittes also on the floor for Northwest. And Dow, baseline right, gets the inbound to Pitts, right corner. Out front to Doherty, back to Pitts, drives the lane right side and just tosses it high off the glass and it falls down to Northwest Missouri State at 38-34. Off of the left side with the dribble left is Trey Brown. Now to Hightower to the free throw line through the lane as he drives a buck by Pitts and the whistle and the foul coming up on Northwest. Justin will pick up his second foul. And this will get LaVon Hightower to the free throw line, the 6'6 junior out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's 2 of 2 from there tonight. Right-handed shooter, and the first one rolls in. 8 points for Hightower. 38-35, Northwest Missouri State with the three-point lead. Second free throw by Hightower is good. 2-point Northwest lead, full court pressure out of Missouri Western. Pitch will lob it to Endow. Dribbles in front of the scorer's table into the front court from our right to our left. Hands off to Kurth in front of the Bearcat bench to Endow right side. Fires his dribble, lobs it low post right. Doherty trying to post up with Boniface. Fires the dribble, gets it to Endow right side to the right baseline. Underneath the bucket finds Kurth cutting through the lane. The shot, whistle. And the foul inside on Missouri Western. Joe Hamilton will pick up his second, team second in the half, and this will get Xavier Kurth to the free throw line.
I'm not sure how Endow got that pass through the two defenders that he did, but it was a great pass.
Almost got Kurth a little bit off guard there. He had to shuffle just a little bit before he went up for the shot. Xavier, first trip to the line this evening, a 91% shooter this year, 10 of 11 as he toes the line. And the first one good. His first point of the game. Xavier's a guy that can score. He's got a nice jump shot, but he says that there's a lot of other players on this team that can put the ball through the hoop as well as his second free throw rattles down, and he really concentrates on the defensive pressure. 40-36, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Trey Brown dribbles right side. Finds Thurman for the right corner. Back out to Brown. Cross court left side past Hightower. And gets it left side, and it goes right through the hands of Clearman and out of bounds.
And Clearman is soaked. He just ran into the water cooler that had a whole bunch of full glasses of water on top, and now most of that is on his uniform and his shoes.
So they take a little time to dry up the floor over in that far corner by the Missouri Western bench. We're ready to go. 40-36, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Lead led throughout much of this one, but the Griffins hanging close. Quittis, left side and down the left wing. Finds Doherty back between the circles, Pitts. Now to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Hook the pass left side and down. Bounce pass low left Doherty, trying to post up with Boniface. Takes it into lane, now finds right side. Wittis in the corner. Wittis into lane for Kirk. Little bit off balance, gets the dribble, looks left side for and down. Steps back, wants the three with three on the shot clock. Runs around out, the putback by Doherty won't go. Ball tipped high in the air, controlled finally by Hightower for Missouri Western. Alec Clearman into the front court left Brown. Right side Hightower to the right wing. And Nadal reaches around, knocks the ball loose. They slide after the ball on the floor, and a held ball. Wittis comes over to help out as well and ties up Hightower. Possession arrow, Missouri Western. 17-48 left in the game. Northwest up by 4, 40-36. Bearcats fell behind early, 5-0. Came back on a 7-0 run, took the lead, and they've led throughout much of the rest of the way in this game, only to see Missouri Western just hang close. Right side Thurman on the wing with the left-handed dribble, cross court left for Joe Hamilton. Out of Hightower. 8 on the shot clock. Hightower right side. Hamilton launches the three over Wittis. Misses too hard. Hightower with the board and the putback. Rims around and out. And the rebound in down inside for Northwest. Cats by 4. 17-21 left in the ball game. And let's see what we have here.
Resetting the shot clock.
So it goes to 27 seconds, and Northwest will inbound and take it three-quarters of the length of the floor. Pitts to walk it across the jump ball circle and into the front court. Chest pass left side, Kurth on the wing. Out front, Doherty, right side, Pitts. One dribble, finds Wittis, posting up with Thurman. Takes it in the box, right side, up with a shot off glass, banks it, and hits it. So Wittis with 8 points, 42-36, Northwest Missouri State up. Clearman, a long cross court left side pass for Hightower. Now back cross court right, Hamilton. Clearman, right wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key. As Doherty checks off on him, looks right side for Hamilton. To the free throw line right, takes the jumper and hits it. Joe Hamilton with his first bucket of the game. 52-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16 and a half minutes left in the game. Pitts into the front court, dribbles right side, out to the top of the key, Doherty, right side, Pitts. Now low right, Wittis, lobs it out front, left with Kurth, into the left corner and down. Wants the long three, nothing but net. And now with his second three of the game, 45-38, Northwest in front, and a timeout, Missouri Western. 16-12 left, Northwest Missouri State 45, Missouri Western 38. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch and dinner.
Out of the timeout, Missouri Western gets it inside to Seth Boniface as he hits the jumper in the lane. 5-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 45-40 with 15:54 left in the second half. Pitts right side, Kurth. Out to the top of Key Doherty. Looks left side, Pitts. Lobs it to Quittis. Baseline left. Up for the shot. Misses it. Rebound tipped on the baseline. Out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. Missouri Western's Joe Hamilton not pleased with that. But Bearcats one bound baseline left. Northwest yet to turn the ball over in this game. Missouri Western with 12. And a number of those were early in the first half. Missouri Western settled down since then and really done a pretty good job taking care of the basketball.
Clearman got a little talking to by one of the officials.
Inbound left side, Pitts. Guarded by Brown. Team's in man-to-man defense tonight. Pitts out between the circles with the dribble. Cats running a little motion as Pitts will take a right side down the lane. Little runner banks it and hits it. A little right-handed shot put by Justin goes down, and Northwest Missouri State in front by 7. And Clearman will take him in the front court right side, and whistle stop play. Looks like Hightower may be bleeding just a little bit from his right forearm or right elbow, and the official Rick Field stop play. So the athletic training staff from Missouri Western will wrap a little bit of tape around that. Northwest in front, 47-40. And we're radio.
One thing, that's an interesting spot. It's right around the elbow where on a shooting hand, or shooting arm. So it's going to make the shot feel a little bit different.
Inbound to Hightower. Off left side, they find a left Hamilton. Right side for Clearman. Back to Hamilton near the Missouri Western bench. Into lane, the pass goes to Boniface. Spins left as he does. A bump with Doherty, and Brett will pick up the foul. Probably number three on Brett. Look at that matchup with Doherty and Boniface. Boniface, who picked up a couple of early fouls, still with just two. Now Doherty goes to the sideline and welped into the ballgame for the Cats. 47-40, Northwest Missouri State in front. Brown with the inbound to the top of the key. Dribbles right side with the jump stop. Kicks it out right side for Hightower. Bobbles the pass and on the floor. Diving after the ball is Welty for Northwest. Gets an alley to Pitts. And Pitts will take across midcourt. Northwest has set up the offense with just under 15 minutes left in the game and a 7-point lead. And now right side for Kurth between the circles. Wittes, left side Pitts. Out front with one dribble, left for Endow, low left for Wittes, trying to post up with Brown, has the height advantage, will take in lane and goes into the right corner for Welty, who stepped back and will step out of bounds and then back in as he took the pass and the turnover. The first of the game for the Bearcats will get Missouri Western the ball with 14:36. Left in this game, Northwest 47, Missouri Western 40, breaking the action back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Missouri Western with it, following the timeout. Clearman out front, looks right side Brown. Northwest in front, 47-40. Clearman between the circles, now with 8 on the shot clock. A little shot fake out front on Kurth. Steps back, wants the 3. Off the front of the rim, rolls out. Rebound inside Northwest as Welty will clear for Northwest. Cats with Pitts, and now Welty, Wittes, and Kurth as Pitts will take it across midcourt from our right to our left. Out front, left Welty. Now Dindell, left wing to the top of the key. Wittes lots it out near midcourt for Pitts. Dribbles right side. And wants to go down the lane. Finds Welty wide open. Left corner, 3. Rims out. Rebound inside for Hudson as he comes down with the board. A whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. And Dow will pick up his third foul. That's also the third team foul on Northwest in the half. Griffin's inbound right in front of the Bearcat bench. Into the front court, left side goes Trey Brown. Between the circles, Hamilton pulls up, looks left wing. Brown back to Hamilton on the give and go, down to the baseline left side, into a double team. Pushes it out front left for Hudson, around right side, Clearman. High post right, they find Hightower, takes the jumper from 17, no, and the rebound into the lane to Rendell, and Northwest will go right to left as Pitts will slow things up, take it across the 10-second line with a 7-point Bearcat lead. Both teams got a little bit cold from the field last couple possessions. Wittes, right side, bounce pass high right for Welty. Guarded by Hamilton, finds Pitts, really tosses right, Pitts pulls it down, looks to the right wing. Steps up, a long 3, rims around out, rebound loose in the lane and controlled by Missouri Western and Cole Clearman. Into the front court right side, Hightower to the right wing. Yep, between the circles, Hamilton, left side, Brown. It's a screen by Hamilton to the top of key, takes the 3 over Welty, rims around and out and down, clears the board for Northwest inside. Still a 47-40 Northwest lead over Missouri Western, 12:35 left in the game. Top of key, Welty, looks left side, Pitts on the wing. Wittes comes out to set a pick, now Pitts down the lane, in the lane, finds Kurth, cutting through the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice feed to Kurth as he went crashing through, lays it up in, and Northwest up by 9. Into the front court, Brown, left side, Clearman to the left wing, Hudson. Now to Hamilton, between the circles, Clearman. Well, Kurth all over, and dribbles passing, little bump and a foul, and this will come up on Xavier, that'll be his third foul.
Yeah, Xavier got a little bit off balance, a little bit forward on his feet.
Hawkins into the game, and Kurth goes to the sideline. Ryan, a freshman from Atlantic Iowa, knocked down a couple big threes in the first half at critical times. 49-40, Northwest up. Inbound, right side goes to Wes Mitter. I think he's been part of the Missouri Western basketball program since the Eisenhower administration. Clearman left side goes into the left corner and finds Baker through the lane, drives, lays it off the glass and in.
You mentioned that about Mitter. What do you think people think about Justin?
I know it. Just the fact there's certain guys that seem like they've been in programs a long time.
Yeah, that just means they've played a lot of basketball in those programs.
Yep. 49-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitch dribbles to the left wing. Into the left corner for Endell. Now to Pitts, left side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side for Wittes. Bounce pass to left Endell. But 5 on the shot clock. Back left side. Wittes, long 3. Air ball. Rebound on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. Missouri Western will have it. With 11:22 left in the game. And the Cats up 49-42. Kurth back into the game. Wittes goes to the sideline. Inbound to Mitter, 5'11 senior out of Long Beach, California. He had 17 points against Northeastern State on Saturday. Between the circles for Alex Martin, who got a start but got into some early foul trouble, playing a 3 right now. Gives it out front for Clearman. Long pass right side, Mitter. Near the right side, 9 dribbles out front between the circles now. Left side, Clearman. To the left baseline, driving Hudson, fadeaway jumper from 10. Long rebound, free throw line, chasing after it off of the... Before it was Hawkins, as he will give it up to Pitts. Northwest sets up the offense. The second half, the Bearcats from our right to our left in their green uniforms with the white numerals. Out to the top of Key Walton. Dribbles right side, spins into the lane. Fadeaway jumper, got it. Tipper jumper into the lane. Nice little spin move by the sophomore out of Parkville. It's his first bucket of the game. 51-42, Northwest up. 10.5 minutes left in the contest. Clearman, top of the key. Started by Hawkins, ball tip pushed as it goes off the foot of Clearman, and start picked up by Northwest and down to Kurth and now to Pitts. And Pitts will take it across the 10-second line. Gets a screen by Welty, drives to the bucket, lays it up and in off the right side. It's a little scoop layup, just gently tossed it off the glass, and he has 14 points. Northwest up 53-42. Out front with it is Mitter. Looks left side Hudson to Mitter, top of the key. Left side Hudson. Low left Martin pushing up with him now and whistle on the foul. Collision as Martin and Nadal go to the floor in the lane. And let's see who's going to get the foul here. And it looks like it's going to be on Pitts, who reached in a wipe on that one to try and get the steal. Gets called for the foul. And a break in the action, 9:53 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 53, Missouri Western 42. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back in St. Joseph, Missouri Western inbound, a little lob into the lane, and the putback is good by Martin, and he is fouled. Alex Martin with his first bucket of the game. Hawkins gets called for the foul. That will be his first off that inbound lob into the lane. And a little touch put back by Martin inside gets him to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor for Missouri Western. And his free throw rolls in. Northwest in front, 53-45, 9:50 left in the game. The last time Missouri Western led in this game was about 16 minutes into the left in the first half. They had a 5-3 lead. Since then, it's been all Northwest into the right corner. Hawkins misses too hard. Rebound the lane for Endow. Turns. Shot hits the front of the rim. Rolls around and spins out. And Martin with the rebound for the Griffins. Into the front court right side. Mitter to the right wing. Hudson out between the circles. Martin looks left side and gets it to T.J. Evans. Seeing his first action in the second half. Saw some time briefly in the first half. Mitter between the circles. Looks right side. Evans, as he tries to go fake left, go right, gets called for the travel for putting the ball down on the dribble. And the turnover will give it to Northwest. 53-45. Northwest Missouri State up. 9:16 left in the game. Pitts walks across the timeline. Met by Brian Hudson. Dribbles left. And get a screen by Hawkins. Steps back at the top of the key. Still with the dribble. Now checking off on him is Alex Martin. 12 on the shot clock. Right side Kurth on the wing. Back out to Pitts. He takes the long three. Got it. They gave him a little face out front. And he knocks it down. 17 points for Pitts. 56-45. Northwest 8:44 left in the game. Into the front court right side. Bo Baker. Looks left side. Evans. fires his dribble, finds Martin, who pops out on the left wing between the circles, Metter. Rise left on Kurth as Hawkins checks off on him now to the right baseline, cutting through the lane. Evans forces the shot, rims out right, rebound. Hawkins as he thrills it with his right hand and then just kind of cradled it under his arm there, waiting to get a little space, and then gives the ball to Pitts. He'll take it across midcourt. 56-45 Northwest. Pitts between the circles. Hooks the pass out front for Hawkins. Low right, Kurth posting up with Mitter. Now Dundell. Out front ball loose. Hustling after it is Pitts with six on the shot clock. Pitts is bumped and fouled by Hudson. That's number three on Brian Hudson. And
technical foul. Alex Western.
Alex Martin. Good call for this one, I believe. He's been kind of drawing a little bit at some of the officials and pick up the tee here. So this will get Pitts to the free throw line.
Yeah, personal foul. The
official giving an explanation to Coach Wyberg.
Pitts at the end, shooting a free throw all by himself, misses the first free throw as it rims out to the right. Back to the line. And the second one is good. 18 points for Dustin. 57-45 Northwest with 7:57 left in the game. Now Northwest will inbound right in front of the scorer's table and next to the Bearcat bench.
Martin gave the reaction of, what? I didn't say anything when they called the technical on him, but after Coach Weiber got the explanation, he's gotten Martin's ear a little bit, so he did something.
And Martin's over to the sideline.
Yep.
Hightower back into the ballgame. Up the right side, Pitts dribbles to the right baseline. Out front right, Hawkins the long three. Got it, nothing to net. Ryan Hawkins off the right side has three threes in the game. The Northwest up 60-45 as the Cats beginning to stress things out just a bit. Hudson drives the lane, misses the layup, and the rebound. Hawkins for Northwest. That's right now on a 7-0 run. And they've outscored Missouri Western 11-3 over the last 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Pitts left wing out between the circles. Hawkins back to Pitts left side. Another long three up the front of the rim. The long rebound. Boniface clears it away near the left wing for Missouri Western. Now Mitter to the free throw. Goes left side to the left wing. Now to Hudson as Missouri Western tries to set up their offense. Right side pass goes to Bo Baker. Right side Boniface spins on Hawkins. Oh, fadeaway hook is good. Seth Boniface with 10 points now, going into double figures with Northwest in front 60-47. 6:44 left in the game. Pitts just dribbles near the jump ball circle. And now will be picked up by Hudson as he'll dribble left side to the left wing. Now to the free throw line. Puts the pass left side. Hawkins, another long three. Rattles around and out that time. Boniface throws the rebound for Missouri Western underneath the bucket. Alec goes to Hudson in the front court right side. Out front left, Hightower into the left corner, Baker. Fries on Melty, the baseline. Melty cuts him off. Now dribbles through the lane to the right side. Out front right side, Metter. The long three over Kurth. Runs out left and down with the board for Northwest. 60-47, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And as Pitts takes it across midcourt, we have a whistle.
Ryan Hawkins setting an illegal screen away from the ball.
And that's his second foul. He goes to the sideline, Wittes back in. Doherty reset for a while after picking up his third foul, back into the ball game, and Welty will take a seat. 60-47, Northwest Missouri State in front. After the inbound comes in, a timeout by Missouri Western. The Griffins want to talk things over. 5:56 left. Northwest Missouri State 60, Missouri Western 47. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orsland Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Orsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at OrslandFarmHome.com. 16-47, Northwest in front of Missouri Western, 5:56 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, Kramer Sansone, our studio engineer. Missouri Western with it from the timeout. Northwest up 60-47. Bo Baker dribbling right side on Wittes. Out of the top of the key. Gordy comes over to check off on him. Right side to get the pass for Brown. Low right for Boniface. Posting up with Wittes. Out between the circles for Brown with six on the shot clock. Left side, a little shot fake by Hightower. Back out from Brown. A long three of two on the shot clock. Hits the three-pointer out front. And now, Northwest in front by 10, 60-50. Fits into the front court, dribbles right side, gets the screen by Wittes. Dribbles right in front of the Bearcat bench, now to the free throw line, gets it to Gorley, low right. Out to the top of the key, Pitts left, wide open, misses the three, rebound Kirk off the block left side, finds Endowell left side. And they'll go cross court right for Pitts. And reaching in, and it was a steal as Brown knocks away from Pitts. Will drive to the bucket left side. Shot is good, and a foul on Pitts. That'll be Justin's fourth foul. And a technical on the sideline. But Weiberg got set on the sideline. Trey Brown got the steal from Justin, took it to the other end, the layup, Justin commits the foul.
Not sure why Weiberg is so upset.
The only thing I can think of is maybe he's wanting a flagrant there, but I don't know. But at any rate, 60-52, Northwest Missouri State in front of Missouri Western. We've got a break in the action. 4:50 left. We'll be back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Hits his both free throws from the technical. He has 20 points. Northwest in front by 10 once again, 62-52. Now we go to the other end. Andre Brown after the steal and the layup, fouled by Pitts, will go to the free throw line to shoot his free throw. Brett Weiberg, Missouri Western head coach, picked up a technical after the layup was made. Free throw by Brown that rims out, and Northwest with the rebound. Cats with a 10-point lead. Griffin's into full court pressure. And now right in front of the scores table, double team, tries to fight his way through that double team, finds Doherty into the front court. Now left side Kurt out front, Pitts to Northwest to set up the offense, 4:35 left in the game. Northwest up 62-52.
Pitts taking care of wiping off some sweat off the basketball while in play.
Does it all. Left side Kurt, baseline into the right corner, into out, spins right, takes the jumper, puts it up, rims in, and it's a three-pointer just outside the arc on the right side. As Endell got it to fall, and he's got 15 points. Northwest up 65-52. Top of Key Baker. Looks left side. Brown drives on Pitts. Jump stop baseline. Left shot rejected out of bounds by Brett Doherty. Doherty's first block of the season, and there's an impressive one. The Griffin Cowell inbound baseline left. 18 on the shot clock.
That was a great shot by Ndow because his feet were not under him like he normally would. They were wider than shoulder width apart, and it just looked uncomfortable, but the effect was the same.
Potterfoot's out front. Well, hand off to Brown. Right side pass for Baker. Baker at the top for Hightower. 7 on the shot clock. Through the lane drive. Blocked away by Wittes. And a whistle coming up. Be a foul on Wittes, I believe. As Wittes will pick up his first. Hightower fell to the floor after having that shot rejected as well. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. 3:51 left. Northwest in front. 65-52. Devon Hightower at the line where he's 4-for-4 this evening. And now 5-for-5 as he hits the free throw and 10 points total as he goes into double figures. So Charlotte, North Carolina, transfer from Southwestern Community College. Came into tonight's game averaging just under 14 points a game. And now it looks like Bo Baker's over at the sideline. And so you have a uniform malfunction, or is it a spot of blood?
Blood on the uniform. They got a spray.
So they're taking care of that as Hightower waits to shoot his second free throw.
And you can see why they wrapped Hightower's elbow earlier in the half, because you can actually see a spot of blood through that wrap even now.
One more free throw coming to LeVon Hightower. 6'6", junior. And his second free throw is good. He's a good free throw shooter. Came into this game an 81% shooter at the line. Now full court pressure. And before the inbound comes, one of the officials stops play, wants the Missouri Western surely to slip back up just a little bit. So now the Bearcats will inbound, looking at that full court pressure. And inbound comes to Pitts. He's double teamed, immediately expires his dribble, gets a pass out to Ndow. Now back to Pitts, still in the backcourt. Pitts will race it across the timeline, and now Northwest sets up the offense with 3:40 left. The Cats in front, 65-54. Pitts out front, gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles left. Cross court right for Kurth. Looks low right for Doherty. Spins past Boniface. Up for the shot. Reverse layup blocked away by Boniface. And he comes away with the rebound. He's been playing pretty aggressive after picking up a couple early fouls in the first half. Hasn't picked up any since. Left side is Hightower to the left baseline. Drive. Shot too hard. Rebound tip. And Wittes clears the rebound inside. He's right in the middle of a couple of Griffins and is able to come up with the board. 65-54 Northwest. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Cats trying to remain undefeated on the year. Kurth out top for Wittes. Left side Pitts. It's a screen by Doherty. Free throw line jumper good. Justin Pitts steps up. Hits a big bucket. 67-54 Northwest. Brown left wing for Missouri Western. Gets a screen by Boniface. 16-foot jumper out front. Should have been 15 feet as he goes out of bounds. Came up about a foot short on that jumper. He goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Inbound to Pitts. Now to Kurth. Looks to find Doherty. Does. And now to Pitts. And into the front court. Left side and down. Cats broke that press without one dribble. Now Pitts between the circles. 2:24 left in the game. Northwest in front. 67-54. Pitts out front. Dribbles left on Brown. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles through the lane. Now back out. Looks to Doherty. Shells it right back to Pitts. Down the lane right. Lays it up. Misses it and a foul. Pitts knocked to the floor. This should go on Bo Baker, and that would be his second. Baker, a sophomore out of Kansas City. And Pitts to shoot two with 2:10 left and a 67-54 Bearcat lead. First one on the way. Good. He has 23 points. We'll have a second free throw, and that one's nothing but net. Pitts only had 8 in the first half, now with 24 on the game. 69-54, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hudson right side, stops. Turns, jumper, misses too hard. Kurth was on the defense, and the rebound in his bucket. Wittes for Northwest. Under 2 minutes left, and the Cats up 69-54. Kurth into the front court, dribbles between the circles. Looks right side, Pitts. Now lobs the low right, Doherty, posting up with Baker. Dribbles into the lane. Now kicks to left wing, Wittes open. Left wing three, too hard, and the rebound inside Baker for the Griffins. Now that goes to Brown, pushes it top the key. Now to Baker, trailing on the play. Left side, Hudson. Dribbles to the left wing. Pulls up as Kirk gets him a lot of room. Doesn't take the shot. Finds Martin. Takes a jumper from the left side from 17. Good. Alex Martin back on the floor after picking up a technical. Knocks down that jumper. 69-56 Northwest. Cats break the press. And down right side with just over a minute left. Ball tipped loose. And down now pushes the pass to Doherty. Tries to go baseline and find Wittes. And a whistle and a foul. Doherty collided with Brown inside. And it looks like Brown will get called for the foul. We'll see here. He took the brunt of the collision as well. That is Trey Brown's first foul. And a timeout, Missouri Western. 104 left, Northwest 69, Missouri Western 56. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
9:56, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Missouri Western. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, Northwest just slowly taking care of business here in the second half.
Yeah, we talked about whether or not Missouri Western will be able to keep up the energy and the effort that they had in the first half throughout the entire second half. And I think they did for a lot of it, but we hit about the six-minute mark or so. And just as hard as they have worked tonight, you can tell it's kind of wearing on them a little bit. Not just physically, but I think a little bit mentally as well. And that's one thing Northwest has done. They're just very patient, continue to play your game, continue to play tough defense, and you're going to wear the other team down, whether it be physically, mentally, or both. And I think we're starting to see a little bit of that.
Cats coming out of the timeout, and now Welty, Doherty, Wittes, and Kurth onto the floor. And Kurth will inbound, baseline right. Gets the inbound to the right corner for Wittes. Hands off to Kurth for the minute left in the game. Kurth out between the circles. Looks right side, Wittes through the lane. Here's a right side for Doherty. Doherty back out to Wittes out front right side. Bounce pass low right for Doherty. Back to Wittes. They play catch. Wittes now with the top of key. Three. Greens it. His first three of the game. Northwest in front, 72-56. 43 seconds left in the game. Out front, Brown, the long three. Runs around out. And Dow clears the rebound for Northwest as he popped for the board with Hightower. Now, Welty being a double team ball stripped out of his hands by Hightower. Pushes the shot up, misses it, and a foul on Northwest. And Dow gets called for the foul. That'll be in Dow's fourth foul. And this will get Hightower to the line with 30.2 seconds left in the game. Well, it seems weird to look out on the floor and see Dustin Pitts sitting over on the sideline right now.
Yeah.
Hightower at the free throw line. Shooting two, first one good.
Yeah, you got to steal every minute possible with him on the sideline.
72-57 Northwest, just over 30 seconds left in the game. Hightower, second free throw, rims out left. Rebound to Northwest and Endow. Double teamed in the backcourt, stripped out of his hands by Hightower, and he slams it down with two hands. And a quick inbound, Kurth against full court pressure once again. Kurth, as he tries to get a little space in that double team, and whistle on a foul. Let's see which way they go here.
Hightower definitely flopped because there wasn't much contact. He ended up 6 feet away from where Kurth was.
And I think he may pick up the foul. See, there was part of a double team there. And it will be Hightower's second foul. This will get timeout. It looks like right now just a break while the officials come over to the scorer's table. And Pitts is coming up off the bench, getting ready to come into the ball game with 20 seconds left.
Looks like they're going to look at the video monitor for something.
Well, I know Coach McComb probably wanted to just rest Justin the final rest of the way here, but they're going to have to bring him back out to get the ball down the floor against Western. Although Cats have 72-59 with 20 seconds left. The three officials over and taking a look at the video.
Not sure what they're checking for. Maybe whether to determine who to call the foul on. I'm not sure because, like you said, there was a double team down there in the corner. Kurt spun and Hightower flopped back and slid beyond the baseline. It was a good 5 or 6 feet away, but there wasn't enough room for Kurt to be able to make that much contact, but they are checking that play.
The official call was a foul on Hightower. 72-59, Northwest Missouri State up. They'll go to 9-0 on the year and 3-0 in MIAA play, while Missouri Western fall to 3-7 and 1-2. And didn't, man, this is kind of a typical game for Missouri Western so far this season. They've been close in every game, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Yeah, this is definitely a better Missouri Western team than what we have seen the last several years. Are they where they want to be yet? No, but I think they have taken a step forward. I mean, there's been kind of a lull in Missouri Western basketball for the last several years, but this seems to be a team that is moving forward and improving on what we have seen under Coach Weibert.
Northwest is one of the last nine meetings with Missouri Western. Officials continue to look at the video on the far side.
Still not sure what they're checking on that. I mean, it was a play that you see a lot in the end of a ball game, a trap and a full court press in the corner. Kurt was trying to kind of spin around and find somebody to pass it to, and looked like he may try to duck down and squeeze through the double team, and that's when Hightower went flying. Now they're done looking at the video, and all three officials will have a conversation here.
Well, this goes on, reminding you that the Bearcats' next action is coming up on rare Sunday afternoon games. The Bearcats will have a doubleheader in Warrensburg with Central Missouri this upcoming Sunday afternoon.
Now the one official that was standing out at midcourt is going to go over and also take a look at the play.
72-59, Northwest Missouri State in front. 20 seconds left as they take a look at this.
They didn't have to look at anything right now. This game would be over.
Yeah.
The last 20 seconds would probably be well and gone by now. But.
Well, I understand they want to get things right. But 72-59, I don't think whatever's going to take place is going to have a drastic change in the final determination here of who wins.
Yeah, you kind of look at both coaches and they're just both thinking, all right, let's just get on with it.
Now the three officials gather again and discuss what they are interpreting out of the video.
Be interesting to hear the explanation here if we get much of one. But.
Yeah, talking about things coming to a halt here at the end of a game.
Yeah.
In Northwest and Central Missouri, Sunday afternoon, the women will tip off at 1:30 and the men at 3:30, while both of those along the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning at 1:10 with their pregame again on Sunday.
Well, you don't see conversations this long about a play, even when it's a close game.
Are they perhaps, and it didn't look like it from what we could see, of course, the angle that we had were court side, but that took place to our right in the very corner. But were they possibly looking at maybe a flagrant of some sort through all that? It didn't look like it from our
side. So, because Hurst didn't have his elbows out, and usually when they're looking at stuff like that, they're looking to see if there's any contact around the head or that sort of thing. So I'm still kind of baffled at what they're trying to look at here.
Now they want to
One of the officials comes over to talk with Coach McCollum and another over with Coach Weiberg. And since I get from looking at both coaches, they just want to get this thing over with right now.
Yeah.
And the third official is over at the scores table explaining this to the scores table and the public address announcer. So I think we're about to have the decision announced here. Well, after all that, that's what...
Yeah, they've got...
Yeah.
They've got Endow they're sending to the line,
yeah,
but it was Kurt
hurt,
that
yeah.
was trapped in the corner.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is maybe when Hightower went flopping backwards, he collided with Endow. I don't know.
Well, they got Endow sitting all alone here, and Endow's free throw is good. So was it a technical on Hightower then?
And now, after he hits the first free throw, they're going to go look at the video again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was Xavier Kurtz that was in the corner. And the angle that they see, because I can see the video monitor over there, it's going to be hard to read a number as far away because the video that they're reviewing is on the opposite side of the court, all the way up in the rafters is where the camera is set up that they're using to view the replay. So it's hard to tell a number, but the one thing you can tell is Kurtz has a black sleeve on his left arm, and Dow does not have any sleeves on his arm. So if you needed something identifying, if you can't see the number, then right there is your identifier, that black sleeve on Xavier Kurtz.
73-59 is what the scores table has right now, but that 73rd point, we may have to take that back and get Kurtz to the free throw line.
This has seen some interesting things this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and this really seemed like it was a cut and dried call, really.
I thought so.
Yeah.
We've seen a few interesting calls this year that you don't normally see all the time, and the fans are giving up. Most of them are heading for the exit. They're like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
We'll go home and watch it on video replay.
Yeah. There may not be anybody left by the time the officials get all this figured out here. So now...
And now they see some blood on Endow's elbow.
Well, I don't think... So they're going to wave off Endow's free throw since he's not supposed to be there. Now we got Kurtz going to the free throw line, and... Xavier's a 91% shooter at the free throw line.
He'll get that one back.
Yeah. There he goes.
And Dow kind of chuckles.
Yeah. And Kurtz with a second. And he hits that. So now the... Now Hightower coming at the other end to shoot. So apparently they called an initial foul on Hightower. And then as Hightower fell to the floor, apparently it was Endow who is getting called for another foul there through all that. And Hightower misses his free throw. And we'll have another. 74-59, Northwest Missouri State in front. So they called two fouls off that same play. And Hightower hits the second free throw. And with 20 seconds left, 74-60, Missouri Western will inbound as Hightower looks to inbound and gets the inbound to Brown. We're down to 16 seconds left. Hightower left wing, three on the way, missing two hard. Long rebound at the free throw line for Endow. And he is fouled as he came down with the board with 11.3 seconds left. He's surrounded by three different Missouri Western players, and the foul will go on Trey Brown. That'll be his second, so we will... Go down to the Bearcat end to shoot free throw.
Well, the good news is, and Dow had a practice free throw a couple minutes ago, so should be all warmed up from the line.
There go to the line here. Now with 11.3 seconds left. shooting a 1-1 opportunity, just the 18th foul, and his free throw misses. Hightower with the rebound. Now it goes to the left side. Pulling up is Brown, a long three, rims around out. Rebound Wittes, clears the board with 3 seconds left. Missouri Western backs off, and clock will wind down, and finally this game comes to a close in Northwest Missouri State. Well, take a 74-60 win into their locker room as the Bearcats go to 9-0 on the season and 3-0 in the MIAA. Missouri Western falls to 3-7 and 1-2 in the conference play. Oh, you break before we go to our postgame activities. We'll be back right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSM Health St. Francis.
74-60, the final score. Northwest with the win over Missouri Western in the men's game of their doubleheader tonight on the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier tonight, the Missouri Western women defeated Northwest 77-48. Okay, the Bearcats with the win. They improved to 9-0, 3-0 in the MIAA. They've now won 10 in a row against Missouri Western. Missouri Western falls to 3-7 and 1-2. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer-Taller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse. Northwest Missouri State with a 74-60 win over Missouri Western. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gord, a little bit of a different ending to this one, but Northwest with the win, 74-60. That's the important thing to get the W tonight.
Yeah, the ending was a little odd there with 20 seconds to go and 20 minutes of waiting, it felt like, anyway, to get to that point. But, yeah, the important thing is that the Bearcats get the W and remain unbeaten on the season against a much-improved Missouri Western team. That team is going to give a lot of teams headaches this year, that's for sure.
Boy, they played hard from the opening tip to the final buzzer there. And, again, Northwest just made enough plays that they needed to make, especially there in the second half, to get a little bit of a margin between the two and pull out the win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and that was one of the things is in the second half, we've seen teams this year start out, play real hard the entire first half, and then fall off pretty quickly in the second half. Well, Western didn't fall off quickly in the second half. I think once they got inside of 10 minutes, it kind of started to wear on them a little bit. But, yeah, they fought for the bulk of the ball game.
Again, Northwest with the win, 74-60. Back with the extra effort award and more for you on our post game right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State, with a 74-60 win over Missouri Western. Time for our extra effort award, and Matt Gorder looking at Chris Ebuendow.
Yeah, I tell you what, great effort by Ebu tonight. Double-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds. He had three steals to go along with that to lead the team there. Had three of five on three-pointers. I mean, he even one of his threes, he really wasn't set all that well. And I was like, might not be a smart shot. Oh, it went in. Never mind. That's a great shot. So, yeah, Ibu played a great game tonight for Northwest.
He's our extra effort award winner. Northwest with the win 74-60. One of three players in double figures for Northwest. Again, endowed with 15 points, 11 rebounds. Justin Pitts, 24 points total to go along with four assists. And this one and 11 points for Dory Wittes tonight. For Missouri Western, they had three players in double figures, led by LeVon Hightower with 15. And Northwest with the win, 74-60 over Missouri Western. Back to hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Welcome back to St. Joseph at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, Northwest Missouri State, with a 74-60 win over Missouri Western. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And Ben, once Northwest took the lead in this one, never relinquished it the rest of the way, despite Missouri Western playing tough right down to the end of the game.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was typical of my double-A game. I didn't think that, you know, our energy is probably as bad as it's been all year in that first half. And credit Missouri Western, I thought they did a good job of competing, especially in that first half. And you know, it was like pulling teeth in the second half, getting our guys to amp up. And it was just one of those games where we weren't quite ready to go. And I don't know if we're getting bored with winning or what it is, but we really need to not let that happen again, because, you know, you're playing with fire when that happens.
Hey, I guess the important thing in this one was when you needed that defensive stop or needed a big play on the offensive side, you were able to get it tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Justin obviously helps with that, and then Chris hit a couple big shots there. So, you know, I thought, again, we played okay. We had some big shots, some big finishes, some big cuts, some of those things, and obviously knocked down free throws. And it's just we need to play more consistent, and tonight we just didn't, but we will.
I wasn't sure if we were ever going to get this game over with the last 20 seconds on the clock. It took about 15 minutes before everything was wrapped up there.
Yeah, it was an interesting change of events towards the end there. It was an interesting change of events. I thought the officials did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
They did the right thing. I didn't think they were at fault at all. I thought that, you know, the elbow is a flagrant one, and that's what it is, and I get it. And then the free throw shooters, and, you know, I get it. I mean, it is what it is. It was just a tough ending.
And now, I guess you got an extra day to prepare now for Central Missouri, which is coming up Sunday afternoon in Warrensburg. Kind of a rare Sunday afternoon doubleheader down in Warrensburg. Just kind of talk a little bit about what's up next for your team.
Well, I think they had finals this week, so that's probably why. Missouri Western, 7-1, 8-1, something like that. They're pretty good. I think they're ranked in the top 25, so we need to make sure that we come with better effort than we did tonight, just from the start. Just the energy from the start was just not quite there. I thought eventually we turned it on and were considerably better, but it took us a while. So, you know, that's how they play, too. It's a very muddy style of basketball, the way they play, and that's what you saw.
All right, Ben. Thanks a lot for me.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up after this 74-61 over Missouri Western. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry, now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orscheln Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orscheln supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschelinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse in St. Joseph, 74-60. The final score, Northwest with a win over Missouri Western. Do need to remind you that Coach McCullen's postgame interview was underwritten by Bullen Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bullen Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. We're at 800-292-6546. Again, the Bearcat men with the win here tonight, 74-60 on the women's side. A loss to Missouri Western, 77-48. Matt Gordon, Northwest, just dug themselves way too deep of a hole to dig out of.
Yeah, and saw some of the best pressure defense that they've seen so far. So hopefully they'll learn, because they're going to see a lot more of that from other teams as the MIAA season goes along. So that'll tell us how important tonight is if they learn from that.
Up next, Central Missouri Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting trip. That's another game for the women where they'll see some pressure defense, some good athletes, and it's always a fun matchup against the Mules on the men's side as well.
We'll have both of those beginning at 1:30 and 3:30. Our women's broadcast will begin at 1:10 with the pregame, and we'll roll right into the men's broadcast there as well. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. And our final scores here tonight, the Northwest women lose to Missouri Western 77-48 as the Northwest women fall to 1-8 and 0-3. The Bearcat men, though, improved to 9-0 and 3-0 with their 74-60 win over Missouri Western. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Matt Gorder here at the Missouri Western Fieldhouse and our studio engineer for tonight's game, Kramer Sansone. I'm John Coffey, and so long from St. Joseph.